Move, Dad. Burn it. Move.
What's the sense in moving? Checkers. I just got six comfortable.
Say, don't you know we're still playing checkers?
Oh, you mean move the checkers?
Yes, I mean move the checkers.
How many?
How do you mean?
How many checkers do you want me to move?
Only one, Dad Burnett. Do I have to learn you the rudiments of this here game every time we play?
Then I guess I can't do what I was going to do.
What was you going to do?
I was figuring.
Figuring?
Yeah. I was figuring on moving three of your men and one of mine. Makes four altogether.
Well, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. It's in the rules, but it's God-rotted full of checkers.
Yeah. How's that?
Let me see. Yeah. Now go ahead. It's your move.
My move?
Yes, your move.
Ain't neither my move.
It is, too.
Ain't neither.
It is, Zeb. It is.
Thanks.
Well, then, dagnabbit, whose move is it?
It's Mrs. Zell's move.
What? Why, what in tarnation are you talking about?
Well, if Mrs. Zell wants to win, I guess it's up to her to move, and move pretty quick, too.
Well, I knew when you jumped my three men you wasn't in your right mind. Why, Dad Burnett, Dad, Mrs. Zell ain't playing.
We ain't playing neither.
No, I can see there ain't no use talk to you.
I guess you think that complaint we sent to her the other day was just in fun, as the feller says.
No, I don't think nothing the kind.
I guess you think, that when we said she was stubborn that if her head itched, she'd scratch her foot, I guess you thought that we were just a little bon mot, so to speak.
It might have been. I don't know what a bon mot is, whatever you said, and you don't need it.
And we accused her of having ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you think that was all in fun, huh?
No, sir. It's serious business when you say a person's got ancestors now.
Of course it is. I guess you see what I'm driving at, then, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, sir.
Well, why in tarnation don't you?
Because that ain't got nothing to do with checkers.
Of course it ain't.
I know it ain't.
Anyone that says it is just talking through his hat.
Well, conscience, I didn't say it did.
You brought the subject up.
I didn't neither.
Then how did we come to be talking about it?
What?
Checkers. I was telling you about this here lawsuit with Mrs. Zell, and all at once we were talking about checkers. Now, how do you account for that?
Shucks, Jeb, I owe it.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm looking for Mr. Ed Peters.
My name's Peters.
Mine's not.
What?
Dad Burnett, I didn't think it was.
I didn't quite get that. You didn't think it was what?
Of course I didn't. I know what.
Gentlemen, I'm a little confused.
Well, mister, it's this way. You see, Ed means he knows something, but he don't know what.
Don't mean no such a dad darn thing. I do know what.
Then why don't you tell us?
Gentlemen, if you will permit me to say so, I don't see how he can know something without knowing what.
I tell you, I do know what. He was in here yesterday.
Who?
What?
Well, Dad Burnett, Ed, why don't you answer the man's question?
What do you want me to do, draw pictures? I said Watt was in here just yesterday.
I give up. What?
That's right. That's how I know you're not Watt. You can't fool me. I know you're not.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, I catch on now. Your name is Watt. Well, maybe you...
No. Not Watt. Not.
Oh, it's Mr. Whatnot.
No, not Whatnot. It certainly is not Whatnot. It's not.
Oh, it's not.
Yes.
Well, then what is it?
What?
Dagnabbit, now don't start that again. I just told you, I know what.
Yes,
gentlemen, please listen carefully. My name is Nuff.
Well, why in tarnation do you keep telling us what your name ain't? What we want to know is what it is. What it is.
By gravels, that's right.
Yes.
Speak up and tell us who you are, but don't tell us what.
Gentlemen, here's my card.
Take it, Zeb, and see what she says.
Yes, that she. Falter, not, and win. Attorneys at law.
And if you will permit me to say so, I don't see how he can know something without knowing what.
I tell you, I do know what. He was in here yesterday.
Who?
What?
Well, Dad Burnett, Dad, why don't you answer the man's question?
What do you want me to do, draw pictures? I said what was in here just yesterday.
I give up. What?
That's right. That's how I know you're not what. You can't fool me. I know you're not.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, I catch on now. Your name's Watt. Well, maybe you...
No. Not Watt. Not.
Oh, it's Mr. Whatnot.
No, not Whatnot. It certainly is not Whatnot. It's not.
Oh, it's not.
Yes.
Well, then what is it?
What?
What? Dagnabbit, now don't start that again. I just told you, I know what.
Yes,
gentlemen, please listen carefully. My name is Nuff.
Well, why in tarnation do you keep telling us what your name ain't? What we want to know is what it is. What it is.
By gravels, that's right.
Yes.
Speak up and tell us who you are, but don't tell us what.
Gentlemen, here's my card.
Take it, Zeb, and see what she says.
Yes, that's he.
Falter, Knotts, and Wynn, attorneys at law.
So you're one of these fellers on this card.
Yes, I'm not.
Well, thunderation, what's the sense in giving the card to us in the first place?
So you wouldn't know who I am.
Well, whoever you are, I'm dead burned if you ain't got a perfect disguise.
My name is Knotts, William Knotts.
Oh, well, then that clears up everything.
Yeah, that clears up all but one thing.
Well, what's wrong now?
We don't know what the fellow's name is.
Oh, of course we do. He just told us.
Then what is it?
It's William Knotts, and he's a lawyer.
Oh, well, then why didn't you say so? Shut up. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, gentlemen, since that is settled, I imagine you know why I'm here.
Nope, can't say we do.
I believe you are acquainted with one Gladys Zell, a widow residing in and a citizen of the village of Corn Center?
Yes. Don't know her. I never heard of her.
Well, that is, mister, we kind of heard tell of her, as you might say, but we ain't never had no truck with her.
And besides that, we ain't speaking to her no more.
I see. Oh. Well, gentlemen, I am ipso facto attorney for said Mrs. Zell, with full power to act for and in her behalf. I trust you follow me.
Mister, you sure are a trusting fellow.
I know a Paiute Indian once. Talked almost exactly like you did.
Quite so. I am here in the hope that we may clear up a matter of controversy relative to an instrument of agreement in which you two gentlemen appeared as the assignor and Mrs. L is the assignee.
I think he was in the medicine show.
Oh, yes, I remember that Indian. What was his name? Joe Tincup.
Joe Tincup.
That was his name. Yeah.
But listen.
You remember?
I wish I could get some of that liniment they was selling.
Now, Captain, please.
Only thing I ever had that helped me in his
But Juggins, that was the doctor's name. Doc Juggins.
Gentlemen, you are certainly making it very, very hard for me indeed. It was my hope that I could clear up this entire matter without the necessity of going to court.
Shucks, I guess you do. If you're Mrs. L's lawyer, I guess you don't want to get up there before the judge and try to defend her against us.
That's right.
I'm afraid I haven't made myself clear. If we can't come to an agreement, Mrs. Zell will sue you.
What? Sue us? Well, how in tarnation can she do that?
Yeah. Well, she's got all the money from the show, ain't she?
Ah, but that is beside the point.
Well, how in tarnation you figure that? Ain't we the injured party, so to speak?
Quite so. But it is a very interesting point of law. Now, that contract was signed, and I say this advisedly, under the rule of the caveat emptor. Now, we shall so state in our defense. On the other hand...
Find a war.
No, you don't find a war. Your letter to Mrs. Zell comes under the general heading of libel and is subject to the rule of caveat emptor, for which we shall claim relief in the form of actual and punitive damages. Now, is that clear?
You and Mrs. Zell are going to do this,
If we cannot settle out of court, yes.
Well, thunderation, how do you figure your damage, Demi? Mrs. Zell's got the $275, and you got a job, ain't you?
Yes, how do you figure that?
It is a very interesting point of law. I pride myself in being somewhat of an authority on torts.
Torts? Why, we've got a nice line of torts yourself here in the pie case.
No, listen, you don't follow me at all.
What?
We shall ask you for an albatross in the instance of your own suit, then proceed to have our own counteraction adjudicated, submitting same both in brief and oral. I am sure we shall have no trouble in convincing the court that your letter to Mrs. L constitutes libel per se, and that we are therefore entitled to relief.
Oh, relief, yes. Well, Ed, listen, get him a bottle of that Doc Simmons syrup to send him. That relief
is... Yes, come, gentlemen, please.
You surely don't want this thing to be aired in court, do you?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Knotts, me and my partner Zeb here don't want no trouble.
Of course you don't.
No.
But we ain't never showed no white feather yet, neither.
Oh, but shucks, Zeb. White feather stuck around here and there won't hurt nothing much. Might really improve things, so to speak.
Yes, that's right. That is, if Mrs. L would give us all her trade here at the store.
I'm sure she would.
Well, then I don't see no reason why we shouldn't fix things up, you, Zeb.
No, if the deal's a good one.
Gentlemen, you can take my word for it. The proposition is an extraordinarily good one.
It is, huh? Well, what is it?
Simply that you drop your case and Mrs. Zell will withdraw her.
Well, shucks, that seems fair enough.
Exactly. You will save some money, and besides, you won't have to make a speech before the court. That should mean something to men not used to addressing a jury.
Who said I ain't used to talking to a jury?
Well, I naturally inferred. I
inferred nothing. Dad, dang it. I'll show you, I can make a rip snorting as a speech as any juror ever heard.
Then your answer is?
My answer is, I'm going to sue.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff.
Wait, nothing. And I'm going to make a speech that is a speech. And don't you forget it.